You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
And this is Dance Me to the End of Love.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Yes, dance me to the end of love.
Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are called. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Oh yes, dance me to the end of love.
Dance me to the end.
safely in. Touch me with your naked hands, and touch me with your glove, and dance me to the end of love. Oh, dance me to the end of
Well, they like that. That's Monsieur Camembert, Dance Me to the End of Love, Leonard Cohen. I've got on the line frontman Yaron Hallis. Hello, Yaron.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming on. Now, you've got a big gig coming up on the 8th, don't you? Tell us about it.
We do. We are bringing our Leonard Cohen show to the State Theatre, and it's our biggest outing of this show ever. We've never had a bigger cast. There'll be 12 musicians on stage, 5 incredible guest singers, and a 50-piece choir.
Who's paying for it all?
That's a very good question. I'm yet to work that one out. It's an absolute celebration of the genius of Leonard Cohen, and it's a real thrill and honor to be able to bring this wonderful material to the State Theatre stage, and with such an incredible lineup as well.
So you're calling it Cohen Noir, the beauty, mystery, and romance of Leonard Cohen. Now, his style of music is somewhat different to yours, isn't it? But you're blending his with yours.
Exactly. It's, I guess, often, you know, the music, his recordings, especially the early ones, got a rap as being quite bleak and depressing music to slit your wrists by, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
We've managed to sort of find a way of expressing our voice within this beautiful material, and I guess bring out the beauty of it as well as obviously the melancholy and the other aspects. But his later music, in more recent recordings, were often optimistic, sensual, very funny times, and so we've really had a great time, I guess, exploring all these moods that appear within his music, but with the Monsieur Camembert instrumentation, as well as some really fascinating additional instruments and guests, instrumentalists within our midst. We've got a Mexican harpist, the incredible Victor Valdez. We've got Buku, the amazing Mongolian throat singer, who also is in our string section. We have a four-piece string section for the first time for this show, and it will comprise of Buku on horsehair fiddle, as well as two violinists and a cellist. So we're pretty thrilled to be coming into the State Theatre Show with a full string section as well.
It's going to be quite a show. Now, what interested you in Leonard Cohen in the beginning?
Well, strangely enough, my father's name was Leonard Cohen, and so when I rifling through some secondhand records in a garage sale, and I saw an album bearing my father's name, I just thought that was really very funny. And so, out of morbid curiosity and the fact that it just seemed like a joke, I bought the album and discovered there was a somewhat more famous Leonard Cohen than my dad, and I was in my teens, but the music resonated with me. I just found it really beautiful. I imagine a lot of the lyrics would have gone over my head, but something about the bleakness of it I found quite beautiful, and ended up seeking out more Leonard Cohen albums, and then inevitably it led me to myself performing some of those songs in cafes around Perth and where I was growing up. And so I delved deeper and deeper into it, both as a listener and, I guess, as a musician. But since the 90s, Monsieur Camembert has been playing that song that you just chose, Dance Me to the End of Love, and it's become a real theme song for the band. So it was really a natural evolution of that and the response that song always got to actually decide that we wanted to put on an entire evening of Leonard Cohen and really celebrate the brilliance of his poetry and music and his legacy. And so it initially was something we did just on his birthday every year, and it started off in small venues like the Vanguard and then Camelot for several years. And it's only over the sort of the past, I suppose, we did, I think, five shows now in really large venues, three at the Recital Hall, one at the Opera House, and last year at the State Theatre. And it compelled us to want to actually take it on the road, which is what we did for the first time this year. We'd had the great privilege of performing in Canada at the International Leonard Cohen Festival several years ago, but we'd never actually taken the show on tour before because of the huge cast, amongst other reasons. And so, this year, 2025, was the year that we finally took the bull by the horns, and we've done seven shows back to back, and this State Theatre one will be the final show of the eight show run.
Have you ever met him?
I have not. I'm you know, being in the same room as him when he performed in Australia was really a great thrill. But alas, I never got to meet the great man myself. But the best thing I can do is, I guess, is with absolute all the love and respect in the world is just pay homage to him. It's a real thrrill. Also, one of the things that's defined the show over the years is that I've had afforded me the opportunity to take to the stage with some of my absolute favourite singers in Australia. So for many, many years, we've been doing the show with Abby Dobson from the first year, and she joins us at the State Theatre this year. But for the first time, we've got Iota, who's joining us as one of our featured guest singers, as well as Diana Ruvas, Timothy James Bowen, Lynn Botel. So it's a sterling lineup of amazing singers that I just admire so much, and I feel so very fortunate to be able to share the stage with them so that they in turn can lend their voice to these incredible songs.
Oh, look, it should be a fabulous show. That's all I can say. It's mouthwatering, the sort of the lineup and the songs you'll be playing. So it's at the State Theatre on the 8th, which is very close now, isn't it?
Yes, Saturday a week. It's creeping up on us so fast.
Well, Yaron, I'll play another song. Do you have a preference?
Are you playing them from the album? This is the album of the show.
This is the famous Blue Cheese album.
Oh, gosh. It's so hard. It's like asking me to choose between my children. I mean, I really love Abby's version of Hallelujah, which has now become an ensemble piece where we share all the verses between all the singers.
Let's play that then.
Terrific.
That's Abby Dobson singing.
But then I really love Bird on a Wire as well. Gosh, how could I choose?
Funnily enough, those are the two that I've worked out I should play, and I didn't particularly choose one of them, but those were the two that I winnowed it down to.
Why don't we go with Bird on a Wire? Because, it's such a wonderful version on that recording by Nairi. She was really remarkable and is really remarkable. And Diana Ruvas just does the most spectacular version of that in the current lineup.
All right. Well, it's going to be Bird on a Wire. And I hope it goes really well for you, Yaron. It's terrific what you're doing. Yeah. Okay.
Really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Okay. Bird on a Wire.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a night in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my for thee. If I've been unkind, I hope you can just let it go by. Like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by the song and by all. He said like a drunken haven, not quite. I have tried in my way to be free.
Bird on a Wire, a 10-piece gypsy jazz fusion will on the November the 8th meet Leonard Cohen for Cohen Wah, celebrating the music of Leonard Cohen. And that was Yaron Hallis that I was talking to. So that's something really to look forward to. This is Drive Tuesday.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.